This is Akashvani. In the program Insights, now we bring you a discussion on Mahavir Jayanti 2025, reflecting on principles of Jain philosophy. The participants are Rajiv Jain, former Director General, Press Information Bureau, and Deeksha Saxena, Akashvani correspondent.
Jainism is an Indian religion, teaching a path to spirituality, purity, and enlightenment through discipline and non-violence, ahimsa. It is one of the oldest religious beliefs and practice in India. Today, on 10th April, the country is celebrating Mahavir Jayanti. The day holds a lot of significance as it marks the birth anniversary of Jain Tirthankara Lord Mahavir. Today marks the 2623rd birth anniversary of Lord Mahavir. Vardhamana, the 24th and last Tirthankara, who is known by the epithet Mahavira and is believed to have been the last teacher of right knowledge, faith and practice. He is deeply revered for his teachings. To discuss more on this, today I am joined by Mr. Rajiv Jain, former DG, Press Information Bureau. Mr. Jain, welcome to Akashvani News.
Thank you so much, Diksha. It's my privilege to be with you for this evening's talk.
First of all, Mr. Jain, before we get into the details of the discussion, greetings to you on this auspicious day.
Thank you so much.
I would like to understand from you very briefly about Jainism, and could you also talk about the sects in the religion? Can you briefly walk us through?
Jainism has a very old history. You can go back to 7th to 5th century BC. And it originated somewhere in eastern India. And as, you know, contrary to many people believe Lord Mahavira to be the person who started, actually he was 24th Tirthankara, Lord Mahavira. The first Tirthankara was Rishabhnathji. After that, there were 23 Tirthankars and 24th Tirthankara, Lord Mahavira. After that, the Jainism really prospered, and the beliefs and principles of Jainism lay their base on non-violence, which is ahimsa. And as the religion grew, Jainism, typically speaking, is not just a religion. It is a way of life. It is the way we believe in ourselves. And the religion believes that Lord lives in ourselves. Jain sects, we have, as time progressed, people started deviating a little bit in terms of the way we worship God, the way they go to temples, and the way they wear clothes. We have four sects in Jainism. The popular ones, as we all know, is Digambar, Shvetambar, Thanakvasi and Therapanthi. So Digambar are the monks and our priests who don't wear any clothes. So they believe in complete asceticism, do not believe in any belongingness. They only hold a kamandal and a pichi. They have no worldly belongings to them. Shvetambars are the ones who wear white clothes. You must have seen sadhus with mupatti. They wear white clothes. And then they have Sthanakvasi who don't really believe in idol worship. They have religious places where they go and sit and meditate and do prathana and do their practice of Jainism. And Therapanthi. The core principle is non-violence and ahimsa, which binds all of us. And of course, the Namukar mantra.
Popularly, Digambars and Shvetambars are known to people. But thanks to you that you mentioned about the other two as well. Could you also explain, for the benefit of our listeners, the difference between them? Could you explain this to us, that is there any different place of worship which they visit to?
Actually, yes, very good question, Diksha. These sects also have different temples. So if you go to Maharashtra and Gujarat, you will find several Jains. They are Shvetambars. In North India, you will find in Delhi and surrounding areas, you will find more of the Digambar sect people. And surnames also, many of them don't write Jain. Several of them, you will be surprised to know, they'll write several other surnames. But then the basic difference is, yes, they have different temples. And in Shvetambara, they also have Shringar of the Murtis. Suppose there is a Jain temple in Gujarat. Palitana, for one example, is a huge temple complex. I'll come back to Palitana a bit later also for something unique. So in Shvetambara sect, they worship their idols, but also do Shringar of Murtis. In Digambar, we don't do Shringar of Murtis, and we have rice for which we use to pray and offer offerings in the temples. And these are the basic difference in the way they practice their religion. But I will also go back to what I was mentioning just now about Palitana. Palitana in Gujarat, it is the world's first vegetarian city declared officially in 2014, where people are so religious that they don't want any non-violence, any jeev to die, anything by even mistake. They don't want to kill anybody. So the core principle remains non-violence.
Mr. Jain, I would also like to bring your attention to one very important point, the Jain Tirthankars. Who exactly are Jain Tirthankars? Because they set the basis of this very important and vibrant religion.
Yeah, so Jain Tirthankars basically are the supreme preachers, I would say. They're the supreme preachers of Dharma who have conquered samsara on their own and made path for others to follow. So they have attained supreme in their lifetime, and that is how they become Tirthankar. They have renounced the entire world. They have attained moksha. They have attained knowledge and gyan, and they have set others to follow their path. So basically, they are the preachers of Dharma who have conquered samsara on their own.
I would now like to bring your attention to the Navakar Mahamantra Divas, and Prime Minister Narendra Modi inaugurated it on 9th April, that is yesterday, in the national capital. While inaugurating the function, he spoke at length that how the practice of religion aligns with the vision of Viksit Bharat 2047. Prime Minister also decoded Navakar Mahamantra. Let's listen to him as to what he has to say.
Navakar Mahamantra kehta hai, स्वयं पर विश्वास करो, स्वयं की यात्रा शुरू करो. दुश्मन बाहर नहीं है, दुश्मन भीतर है. नकारात्मक सोच, अविश्वास, वैमनस्य, स्वार्थ, यही वे शत्रु हैं जिन्हें जीतना ही असली विजय है.
Here I would like to understand from you, what is the importance of Navakar Mahamantra?
So Navakar Mahamantra or Namokar Mantra, as we say it, it is one and the same thing. Basically, this is the only mantra in the world. When all the religions we have seen, this is the only mantra where we go for worshipping and we go for our temples. We don't seek anything from God. This is the only mantra where we are saying Namaskar. As you say, Namo Arihantanam, Namo Siddhanam, Namo Airiyanam, Namo Ovajayanam, Namo Loi Savve Sahunam. In all these lines, you will see we are starting with Namo. Namo is Namaskar, Namaste. And then you're saying Namaste to different categories. So this is the only mantra where we seek to God, where we go to God for Namaskar and not to seek anything. And God gives you on its own.
Moving on, Mr. Jain, the Prime Minister also proposed 9 resolutions anchored in the Navakar Mantra. Prime Minister added that a developed India will remain rooted in its traditions, which he has always been saying. In this context, how is Jainism relevant in today's world, in your opinion?
Prime Minister, in his speech, he also mentioned that he was deeply influenced by Jain way of life in his early life when he met several Jain Dharam Gurus. And in his company, he attained a lot of knowledge. And one of the points he mentioned was cleanliness, which is embodiment and also embodied in his later pronouncements. A Swachh Bharat Mission was a huge program started by the government. And today in our country, almost everybody is a part of Swachh Bharat Mission, which is exemplified by the very fact that the cities like Indore, which are continuously winning award year by year on year, by their sheer grit and determination to keep the city clean and also adopt a healthy lifestyle. So all these missions of Swachh Bharat and healthy lifestyle is something where we are also seeing that the day of yoga, which is about to come in June this year. So these principles of Jainism, and as mentioned in Namokar Mantra and as exemplified by the Prime Minister, I will say that somehow there is a deep relationship between the religion and our way of life. And as I previously mentioned, Jainism is not just a religion, it's a way of life. So the more we practice in our own life, the more we adopt it in our lifestyle, the more pure, healthy, and we are oriented towards the karma and the goal.
I would also like to talk about the Prime Minister when he spoke about the Jain philosophy of Parasparo Graho Jivanam, and emphasized that life thrives on mutual cooperation. He invoked this while saying that the world is now looking at India as we are opening the pathways for others. Let's listen to Prime Minister's words on how the world is showing trust in India's capabilities.
Aaj Bharat par duniya ka vishwas aur bhi gehra ho raha hai. Hamare prayas, hamare parinam apne aap mein ab prerana ban rahe hain. वैश्विक संस्थाएं भारत की ओर देख रही है. क्यों? क्योंकि भारत आगे बढ़ा है. जब भारत आगे बढ़ता है तो दूसरों के लिए रास्ते खुलते हैं.
Could you broadly explain our listeners this Jain philosophy and how is India's role strengthening in the current global order?
So, Diksha, in today's world, as you are seeing, there is violence. Countries are fighting and nations are at war. Now, if some of them can take a leaf from the Jainism, when we say Parasparo Graham Jivanam, it emphasizes the interdependence of all living beings. One cannot aspire to score victories over others and have a peace of mind. Unless and until we believe in coexistence, my right of existence, my existence and your existence, it is all interdependent. If we accept that and if we believe that, the world will be a better place, the world will be more peaceful, more enjoyable and a healthy life for everybody and we'll all develop and prosper. So Parasparo Graho Jivanam is a hugely relevant concept which the Prime Minister duly emphasized and I'm sure people in the world should realize and will realize perhaps that that is a way to live a healthy and good life.
The government's initiative to grant languages classical status, Prakrit and Pali, and digitize the Jain manuscripts under the Gyan Bharatam mission, which was announced in budget this year. How important it is to preserve the Jain literature?
See, why it is relevant and why it is important is because all the knowledge, unless it is read by people and used in the day-to-day life, is of no use. Knowledge in the books has to be read and used and really adopted. So when government has identified these two things to digitize and to ensure that the knowledge is widespread and people are able to take benefit of the knowledge, it can only be done when you preserve it and also make it useful in a manner which is easy to use. So I'm sure these government's initiative will go a long way in making the knowledge available to the common man and they can really take benefit and adopt in their lifestyle.
Prime Minister described climate change as the biggest crisis which we are facing, not just India, but the entire world is facing today. And he said that the solution to it is in the sustainable lifestyle, which the Jain community has been practicing for centuries. How would you like to convey this to people that what kind of lifestyle should they adopt in today's fast-paced world?
One of the most and very important point is when we say sustainability and climate change issues, it also boils down to the fact that the principles of Anekantvad, but before that, when we say sustainability, it means that we believe in being with the nature. We must conserve water, as Prime Minister also mentioned, water conservation and plant a tree. All these things are relevant and make it a complete holistic life for the country to prosper. And when we say these missions, we will also go back to the Jain principles of Anekantvad. Previously, you mentioned about geopolitical issues. Now, in that, I will also mention about Anekantvad. When we say that I am right and you are wrong, I will give you a small example that when we say I am seeing letter written 6 in front of me and the person on the opposite side sees is at 9. Now, I am also right. He is also right. We can keep on debating that it is 6 and he can say it is 9. But actually, both are right. So, Anekantvad is a principle which says coexistence and sustainable coexistence because both are right. So, when we start appreciating others' viewpoint and not just believe in my viewpoint is correct, this will lead to a greater harmony and greater sustainable kind of a life that both are correct. Jainism teaches you to look at others' viewpoint also as a correct viewpoint and not just have your perspective, but also has his perspective so that the combined perspective is a winner.
Mr. Jain, lastly, what message on this auspicious occasion would you like to give to all our listeners today?
I think I'll take a leaf from what Prime Minister said, that cleanliness, non-violence and ahimsa and meditation, because all these are interlinked. The more we go for meditation, the more we adopt a healthy lifestyle. Purest way of life is to have a healthy life, is to have a proper good meal and use of millets, which the Prime Minister also mentioned. So these are the areas which I think if people can adopt, they will have a healthy life, they will have a peaceful life, believe in coexistence.
There is so much to know and talk about Lord Mahavir and the Jain religion. But due to paucity of time, I will have to bring this discussion to an end today. Thank you so much for sharing your insights with us on this auspicious occasion.
Thank you so much, Diksha, for having me here.
You were listening to a discussion on Mahavir Jayanti 2025, reflecting on principles of Jain philosophy. The participants were Rajiv Jain, former Director General, Press Information Bureau, and Deeksha Saxena, Akashvani correspondent. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashvani.